The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. What a day. What a day yesterday, news-wise. State and international. When late in this show yesterday, the story of the Malaysian airliner shot down was breaking. We brought you live coverage. Just before Jason and I went golfing yesterday, at least that's when I first heard about Israeli tanks in the Gaza. And then, as I'm walking off the golf course, I have a message on my phone. I was supposed to record with Mike Gushay today for Upfront, talking about the 6th congressional race. They're bumping me because his producer tells me, we're going to have Leah Buchmer on talking about Governor Walker calling for the repeal of Common Core in Wisconsin. We're going to get to as much of that as we possibly can. There is, and I've got a lot. I've got President Obama's response. We've got a ton of stuff. MSNBC may have broken the record for being punked. Good stuff, huh, Jason? Remember the San Francisco TV station after the plane crash there and how they were punked with the phony names? I think this tops that. I actually do. But don't want to let on any more than that. We got a lot of stuff to get to. But it's Friday. And as we usually do at this time, we take a look back at what the media has done, in some cases to disgrace itself, in looking at media bias in the market with David Fiorazzo of Wisconsin Media Check, wismediacheck.com. David, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. It's been an interesting week, and especially internationally and with our national media coverage.
Yeah, and you know, I'm on vacation next week, so we won't do this segment, so we'll have to catch up because my suspicion is that you're going to have a lot to talk about as the media responds in its usual fashion to the amazing events of the last 24 hours. Now, let's go backward, though, and one of the things that you have a lot on WIS Media Check is bias by omission. That is, and I've said this for years, David, that the real bias is in the things they simply refuse to tell the American public. And one, and you've been on this particular topic. Look, that there is a bipartisan mood when it comes to the border crisis, and you have a local example of that.
Oh, the border.
Yeah. The WFRV. Oh, this is Michael's. Okay, Michael sent me an update. Sorry about that. I'll get to your email.
Oh,
Michael.
Okay.
Michael Lee sent me an update.
I've got it.
No, it's okay. No, my bad. My bad. Let's start. Well, let's start with the stuff you sent me. And that would be the IRS email deception. This one was a complete blackout.
Yeah, all the local stations blacked this one out. And as I mentioned to you in that email, it's turning into one of those things similar to the Benghazi scandal. The more developments, the more things that could have potentially been reported on that would have reflected negatively on the administration, on the Obama administration, not only national media, but local media just lost interest or really decided to punt on those stories because probably of their investment in the Obama administration. Don't want to make them look bad. But this one was, and there have been a few little things since this one came out last week. But again, whenever Daryl Issa seems to come out with something or mention a smoking gun or something else, a development, again, it's not reported. And one of the things we've seen now, a theme, one of the biggest problems we see in our local market, Jerry, is blackouts, media blackouts. And, getting back to what you say, yes, there are a lot of stories with omission where they ignore the facts that reflect negatively on a liberal or left-wing view. But what we're seeing a lot of is story selection, bias by story selection, meaning they're not even, selecting, they're not even choosing to report on them. And it is definitely an agenda. They're trying to keep those silent and not even alert the public about what we should really be hearing in the news.
When you and I talk about this, there are times that I do hear from folks at the local TV stations, their response is, look, we focus on local. We focus on local, particularly when we compare the others to Fox 11 because they're a Fox affiliate. They have more time to deal with this stuff. Do you think that's a valid defense?
No, I don't. Not unless you're talking specifically about Governor Walker or Mary Burke or something like that that specifically applies to Wisconsin, the new Walmart, or whatever it might be. What all of these major national stories, from Obamacare to Benghazi to the VA administration to the IRS scandal, they affect citizens and groups locally. All of those stories I just mentioned, they affect almost everybody. I mean, veterans in Wisconsin, citizens, conservative groups in Wisconsin regarding the IRS scandal, and you can go back through the list. They affect us all. The Benghazi, all Americans should be informed about a national scandal and national security issues. And now we've got, the border issue coming up, and the media seemingly they're either confused about it, which I don't think that is the case. I think they're just trying to cover up a very, very bad situation down at the southern border that's going to really affect us fiscally and in many other ways as well.
And that was the one that I started with, the bipartisan border legislation blackout.
Yes.
Yeah, talk about that.
Well, both groups, like I said, I think we talked a little bit about this last week. Not all Democrats are on board with this, but there are plenty of Democrats who do want something done, and they are really coming against the administration saying, hey, look, you're just making it worse, especially by the executive order that was signed 2 years ago, allowing younger illegal immigrants that are already here to go ahead and just stay. It was really an amazing thing. Now, 2 years later, we have this, I wouldn't even call it an influx. At this point, we might use the word invasion of the southern border. And now even some Democrats, or many Democrats, so are coming against the administration and trying to get them to do something. So this is not just a Republican or a partisan issue.
All right. That's David Fiorazzo of Wisconsin Media Check, wismediacheck.com. David, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. Have a good weekend.
You too. And in the next couple of weeks, one of the things that it will be interesting to pay attention to is how the media handles what has been happening in the world. I will tell you, I have been either reporting on news or commenting on news for 30 years now. My first full-time radio job was March 1984. I have been either reporting events or commenting on them. I have been a talk show host for 13 years now. 2001 is when I moved from the newsroom to being a talk show host. I don't know. I'm sure, now you have to take away days like 9/11 and things such as that. But in terms of international events, yesterday was a simply remarkable day. And we're going to get to this a lot in the next hour, but a simply remarkable day. I was in the middle of doing the show when Jason saw the graphic on Fox News television that a Malaysian commercial jetliner had been taken down by a surface-to-air missile. And immediately, the finger-pointing began. There are several things that I'm going to spend a lot of time on in the next hour on this, particularly, maybe this is just me, but Vladimir Putin's response, I can almost hear the Russian accent of the interpreter reading the Soviet premier's response. It echoes back that way to me. Those of us old enough to remember, of course, immediately, and I was just getting my news chops in college, in September 1983, when Korean airliner KLM eerily, that flight number was 007, was shot down by the Soviets. Now, I know that we are not supposed to criticize President Obama. I know that we're not supposed to make this about his response. Well, it's just because he's black. It's just because you don't like him, and on and on. Right now, we are at a moment where there is no global leadership. And to make that case, I'm going to play the audio of the president's response yesterday. We'll do this after 9 o'clock, to President Reagan in 1983. Simply remarkable, the difference. There is no leadership right now. Nobody is leading this country in foreign affairs, so the country isn't leading the world in foreign affairs. Now, here's the way. Let me translate for you how the liberal mind just filtered or just processed what I just said. Ah, you're blaming President Obama for this? No, but this is not the first plane shot down. It's the first commercial jetliner with nearly 300 people on it. Eerily, the Wall Street Journal had a piece on how nobody was noticing what Russia was doing. Yesterday, before this occurred. Peggy Noonan a couple of weeks ago had it exactly right. He's checked out. He has checked out. Everybody knows what the short timer, when you give your 2 weeks notice, right? Some employees are great employees up until the last minute. Others, they give their 2 weeks notice and they just don't put in the same effort. He's given his 2 years notice. That's what he's done. And it shows. The problem is we actually need a leader. Jason just noticed world-renowned AIDS expert on down jet. It's believed there were some 20 AIDS experts. And here's something else. Do you know that Malaysian Airlines upped the number of passengers by 3? Did you hear this? To account for 3 infants who were on the aircraft. But we've become so blasé. Yeah, Putin calls for peace after Ukraine plane crash. And then what should the president's response have been to the Israeli action in the Gaza? What should it have been? I'm telling you, he's not there. He's not there. And I'm not sure what's worse. Him working as hard as he can, and then having his incompetence on full display? Or are we actually better if he's not putting in a full effort? Well, no, we're not, because, as I say, the president of the United States is expected to be the leader of the free world. And he is not leading. It is just that simple. But we're going to get into this a lot more after 9. I do want to remind you of something. Actually, two things. My family and I are finally getting away for a week of vacation next week. We're going to be in the Twin Cities for some of it. So that means Seth Mila will be doing the show from WSAU Wausau from 9 to 11. Here in Green Bay, Mike and Matt hang in there until 9. And then Seth is on 9 to 11. That's next week. Now, because this always happens, and I suppose there's always going to be things that you miss when you go on vacation, but I was invited to MC a spectacular event, and obviously I can't because I'm not here next week, but you can still attend it. The Republican Party of Brown County is having a Meet the Ticket event Monday, 6:30 p.m. at the Ravine Pub and Grill, 2633 Manitowoc Road, and it is just packed to the rafters. Governor Walker is going to be there. Congressman Reid Ribble, Attorney General candidate Brad Schimmel, RPW chairman, that's Republican Party of Wisconsin, Brad Courtney, bunch of state lawmakers, Andre Jacques, Jim Stanicky, John Nygren, and on and on. Mayor Jim Schmidt's going to be there. Gee, that's a shame. I'm missing the opportunity to introduce Jim Schmidt at this event. Maybe I'll have to join my family. I'm kidding. Yeah, that will go over like a lead balloon or a you-know-what in church. Yeah, it would. So again, candidates up and down the ticket. So just bear that in mind. That's Monday, 6:30 p.m., the Ravine Pub and Grill, 2633 Manitowoc Road. By the way, and I'm starting officially with yesterday. Today is day two of the Big Empty in downtown Green Bay. And then it will be day four and five. It's going to be, I'll have to do the math on what day it is when I get back a week from Monday. All right, an amazing, in the worst way possible, day of events yesterday. We'll start digging into all of it. Oh, and the governor finally comes out on Common Core. Busy, busy day yesterday. 8:56.
I have...